Buenos días, familia. Today is Monday, and I just woke up. So, yeah. Well, this week was really awesome. I really, really enjoyed this week, honestly. We did a bunch of intercambios. We had interviews and stuff. So that was really sweet. But yeah, so let's see. The last Monday, we went to. What did we do last Monday? I can't really remember. I think we went to Parque Pereira, but I also think that was the other week. So I'm not too sure. Okay. Oh no, we had our district activity. We went with our district to the steak center and we made pizza and played football and stuff, and it was really fun. So I guess pretty much all the activities that we could do down here. Because yeah, there's not a whole lot of stuff to do here in Barela. But whatever. It was so cool. And yeah, then in the afternoon we went past a bunch of people and we passed by Esteban. We were working a lot with Esteban this week, but he's really busy. He ended up not getting baptized, sadly. But yeah, I'll ask him what he had to say. Sorry, we just got up. Then let's see, Tuesday we had our interviews, which is really cool. We were able to talk with the zone and stuff. Oh man, I shouldn't record this early in the morning. But I feel like if I don't, then I won't be able to get a good recording. So we had our interviews, which is really cool. So we have 14 companionships in our zone, like counting us. So we were there for a really long time, just doing interviews and doing practices. We did like the practice with the elders of teaching lesson 3 about the gospel. And what we'd have to do is like we would teach the lesson short. Well, like the elders would teach the lesson short, and then like we would split up with the assistants. So like I was with one assistant, and then my comp was with the other assistant, and we would do like the practices together. Like the point of the practices was just try to get like the others to teach the lesson really spiritually, like lesson 3, and then at the end like commit them to baptism like powerfully. And it was a really good practice because like I realized like a lot of the missionaries were just like teaching really good, and there's a couple that like we had to like help out, and Sally could just like really just teach us a lot of power. But it was really good. I really enjoyed it. And let's see. What was I gonna say? Yeah, we like switched back and forth between other Hennis and other Tolman. It was really fun. Like we like did a lot of jokes and stuff, and just enjoyed our time there. Helped out a lot of the others. And then yeah, and then that ended late, so we just kind of went straight home. Then let's see, Wednesday we did intercambios with Solano, which is really sweet. I went over to Solano with other Macias. He's a new missionary. This is his second transfer. So I was able to go with him. It was really good. We went like in the morning. It kind of took a little bit of time to get over to his area. So then we like went over to lunch. Then we found a couple people after, like on our way from lunch to the pension to do some studies. Then we studied a little bit. Then we went out and we just like started looking for a bunch of people, and it was kind of funny because like at first it was like just kind of hard. We were just talking to a ton of people, trying to do a bunch of contacts, but it didn't really seem like it was really doing anything, right? But then finally we were able to find like a couple couple of investigators with them. And this week they did really good with finding new investigators. So I only was able to help them find like 3 or something, and they found 11 or 12 or something. So that was really good. But no, it was just a really good week. We, let's see, after that, what else did I do in Solano? We got some ice cream, ate out on their new, so their new pension has like a little, like, balcony. So we went outside, we were just like chatting for a little bit, eating ice cream, looking out at like, cause they live on like the main road, and it was just kind of cool. But yeah, so that was fun. Then, let's see. Thursday, we finished it at Cabio after the thing. We had our lunch with this one family that's kind of crazy. Every Thursday, we eat with them. But yeah. But I guess I'll just, like, tell you the stories after the mission in good detail. But they're just kind of crazy. Just, like... like, they're really nice, and they really want to give us, like, good food and stuff, and, like, help us out, but, like, the food's never really that good, and, like, the grandma just, like, talks about why her kids are inactive and stuff, and, like, the kids that are inactive, like, don't really want to come to church at all, but, I mean, we're gonna keep helping them out, right? Then, let's see. Then after that, we passed by a couple of our investigators. We were able to find a new investigator. And talked with. Who else did we teach? Facundo. Oh, Facundo. He's a stud. So, Facundo, he is this new investigator that we found this week or last week. I don't remember. But he's a stud. He lives, like, by himself in his house. He got in a motorcycle accident. And now he's just kind of, like, handicapped. Like, his left side of his body's just kind of, like, kind of stiff because he got in an accident. He's a stud. He's just had, like, a lot of problems in his life. But now more than anything, he just feels, like, kind of lonely. So we went over and we taught him this, the message of the restoration. Because also, like, he apparently has been, like, had a lot of hard times in, like, the evangelical churches. Where they, like said one thing to him, then they went behind his back and, like, did something else or said something else. And he just kind of got offended. And so, like, right now... we're just trying to help him understand, like, the importance of the restoration, that the true church of God has been restored on the earth, which sounds really cool. It's really spiritual. We got him a baptismal date for this next week, the 4th. But he didn't come to church on Sunday because he's up in Tucumán. So we're going to have to get him another date when we go back on Tuesday. We're going to go do service at his house, so it's going to be sweet. Then, let's see, Friday, what happened Friday? Friday in the morning, we went past a bunch of investigators, but, like, nobody was there. We went to our lunch, we weren't able to do weekly planning. Then, let's see, we went past our investigators. They weren't there, so we went over to Bosque's. And because Bosque's had an interview, Elder Stewart in his comp, Elder Lima. So we went over there, did the interview. They had like 4 people that were going to get baptized, but then only like 2 of them are going to get baptized. Because the other 2, like Mas Amenos, wanted to get baptized. But yeah. So that was good. Really fun. I always like doing baptismal interviews. But I don't really like doing them in their houses, because then it's just kind of hard. But let's see. Then we had our missionary correlation meeting, which that was good. We were able to talk with our ward mission leader and one of the counselors in the branch presidency. That was good. We were able to talk about what's going to happen this week. And so the Familia Pelicia, the one that just got baptized, we thought that one of their kids is a member, because like technically he is a member. He got baptized like a little bit ago. What happened is they lost his record, and like nobody remembers when he got baptized, and so we can't fill out like the paper to like prove that he got baptized. And so now we're probably gonna have to just baptize him again. So this week we're gonna work with him to be able to reach that goal, so that he can go on a mission, because he wants to go on a mission. So that'd be sweet. What else is something fun this week?
Did you have a fight in the morning?
Oh, yeah. Then, let's see, that was Wednesday, so now Saturday, yeah. So Saturday, there was a companionship that was kind of having a rough time, because they're getting ready to end the mission, and so, like,
they're
kind of dead. They're kind of having some problems, like getting out and working hard and stuff. So President asked that we go over there and do an intercom with them. So we woke up at 5:30 in the morning, got showered, hopped on the train, went over to their area, got there at like 7. We were able to go talk with them for a sec. Then Elder Larson went with one of the others back here to our area, and I stayed in Kilometro 26, which was sick. We were able to go out and visit a bunch of really cool people. We saw a lot of miracles, because like they end the mission this week, both of them. So like they're not gonna close the area. They'll probably do like a whitewash there, where they just have like two new missionaries go out. What ended up happening was we went out there. I worked hard with them. Elder Cruz, he's from Mar del Plata. He's a stud. It was really awesome working with him. He's been struggling because like his comp has been having some rough times. But it was really cool to like be in the position of like leadership and go out and help them have some good success this week. I really enjoyed it. But yeah, so then we worked together the whole day. Let's see, what are some of the miracles? I don't remember. Then let's see, then Sunday, we had to end the intercambio because I stayed the night there, Saturday night. And what happened was we woke up again at 5:30 and then went to a meeting at the stake center with the stake president and President Nunez. And that was really good. We just talked about like goals for the stake, and we just talked about how we're gonna be working with the members, and they really want to focus on his family history work, and so like we're gonna start capacitating the elders to work more with the family search and with their investigators, so they can actually get some. They can get their investigators progressing more and like have them understand something important in our church, you know, family history work. So that'll be really fun. And the stake is like super excited about it. So we're going to have to just keep working with the family history coordinators and help them get everything done. Let's see, we also talked about. Yeah. And then we also talked about. What else did we talk about? Oh, how we're going to get more references from the members. Because, like, this is a really good stake. Like, the members were pretty good, but, like, but, yeah, we need to get more references so that we can have some good success here. Because, like, in Florencia Varela, like, the people are more humble and, like, there's a little bit more, like, poverty and stuff. But the problem is, like, the people don't really, like, commit here. Like, they don't really commit themselves to doing things. And so, like, we think, like, if we can get more references from the members, then, like, maybe those are the people that are more prepared. Because, like, right now we kind of have the focus on, like, just finding a ton of people. Just, like, every week finding, like, 10, 12 people. Like, ideal would be, like, 20. That's, like, our goal as a companionship. So every week you can find that many new people. And then, like, what you do is you just, like, keep passing by, like, for the second visit, third visit. Like, the second time you pass by, they're not there. Third time pass by, not there. Or, like, they give you excuses for not letting them in. And then you just kind of drop them. Just focus on other people that are going to progress faster. And so we've been doing that. It's been good. Like, we've been able to find a lot of really cool people that way. But, yeah, so we just have to work on, like, finding them the second time a little bit better. So I've been trying to help our teaching so that we're teaching well, effective. But yeah, I think, like, this idea with the references is really going to help us out because, like, I don't know, some of the investigators we find are good, but, like, they're just not, they don't have, like, friends in the church or, like, we're all doing everything ourselves, and so it's just kind of making it hard on ourselves. Yeah, so we're going to work a little bit more with them. We also talked about, like, ward mission leaders, because the ward mission leaders here are good, but, like, there's some areas that don't have them. So that was good. Let's see, what else happened? Then yesterday night, we did weekly planning. Like, in the afternoon, then we went out and visited a couple investigators we had. I honestly can't believe that it's already Sunday again, or Monday again, because this week just went by super fast. And in my interview with President, we just kind of talked about the zone and stuff. I talked about extending, and I ended up extending my mission. So, I'm super excited. I think it's going to be really good. I've been praying about it. I haven't, like, fasted about it yet, but this weekend I'm going to fast about it. But it just feels good. Like, I'm excited to do it. Because I think that I still have a lot of stuff that I need to do here. So yeah. Now you guys know. Let's see. What else is something important this week? Man, every time I get on these, I, like, think that there's, like, a lot of cool stuff that I want to tell you guys, but I just kind of forget when I turn on the little record button. But, let's see. Today's our weekly planning, or our deep cleaning of our pension. So excited. I'm going to have a nice clean pension. This is the last week of the transfer. I don't really know what will happen with me. I feel like I'm going to stay here. But, I don't know. We'll see. Last night it rained really hard. That was fun. We went outside and just got soaking wet. You try to do, like, a challenge of who could stay outside the longest. So that was funny. Let's see, what else is something important? I don't know. Can't really think of anything else. It was a good week. But, like, I just don't really remember stuff that well. I'm sorry. Well, here, I'm going to share scripture. So I've been reading in Mosiah, which is super good because King Benjamin is a super capo. I love King Benjamin. This is something I want to share that I really liked. Alright. This is sweet. So Mosiah 3:13. And it says, Y el Señor Dios ha enviado a sus santos profetas entre todos los hijos de los hombres para declarar estas cosas a toda familia, nación y lengua.
para que así quienes creyesen en que Cristo habría de venir, esos mismos recibiesen la remisión de sus pecados y se regocijasen con un gozo sumamente grande, aun como si Él ya hubiese venido entre ellos. And that was a super good scripture because it talks about like the prophets and their purpose. And I like how it says they declare these things to every family, nation, and tongue. And it's really sweet because the thing is the prophets, their whole purpose is that they can teach us to repent of our sins so that we can receive the blessings of God. So that we can live in rectitud. How do you say that? Live like rect. What is it? What's the word? Live in holiness, I think is what the word is. And like really, that's like the point in life. Like, there's so many people that like think that there's like sin is fun, and like, sure, like it's probably fun for like a second, and like I'm sure you enjoy it for like a small amount of time. But the thing is like, that's not where true happiness comes. And like, there's a cool talk that I was reading by Elder Holland about like how we can find joy, and like he talks about like Nephi and how they were traveling for like 30 years on their trip. They're just having a ton of problems. And then it says, like, that they lived after the manner of happiness. And, like, and, like, it's true. Like, no, like us here in the life, we have a lot of trials. We have a lot of things that we have to do. But, like, it's our choice to live after the manner of happiness, to follow the teachings of the prophets and receive the blessings. Like, maybe that means that we're like hated by other people, or that other people say things about us. But the truth is like, if we're doing what the Lord wants us to do, we're going to be blessed. Like, seriously, there's no other way. And I've seen that in the mission. Like, our church is only to help us become saints, so we can become true disciples of Jesus Christ. Because I just talk with so many people that go to other churches that, like, they go out and drink on the weekends, they live with their girlfriends, and they have, like, just so many problems. Just, like, just interesting to see, like, that really that's not where true happiness comes. Like, true happiness does not come from living a life like that. People can tell me, oh, but I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, but it's not true. Like, you're going to be lying to yourselves. The only way you can really be happy is by repenting and receiving the blessings that come from that. But yeah, I know the church is so true. Everything that the church teaches us is something to help better our lives. I'm so grateful that I have it in my life, for real. Because, yeah, if I didn't, life would be a lot harder. But yeah, I love you guys tons. I hope you have a great week. Sorry this recording wasn't super, like, detailed or anything. I just kind of forget what happens during the week. But yeah, I love you tons. Have a great week. Yeah. I'll talk to you guys more next week. Love ya. Bye.